Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria op na 31 grade, Johannesburg 27, Rustenburg 34. Ons begin in Tshwane, waar owerhede gisteraand in Sunnyside toegeslaan het.
Can't knock at any door without finding at least two illegal immigrants. Texans that think they can just park anywhere. Informal traders who think they can just set up a stall anywhere. What does it mean for the image of the capital city? And that's exactly what we want to reclaim.
Tshwane burgemeester Nsipho Moyo was gisteraand deel van die klopjagte wat uitgevoer is op besighede, onwettige kroeë en winkels. Sy sê dit is deel van die poging om die hoofstad veiliger te maak en wet en orde te herstel. Intussen word inwoners van Tshwane gewaarsku dat op haar damme wel geraak gaan word tydens Randwater se 24 uur lange beplande onderhoudswerk by die Palmetstelsel. Dit het vanoggend 6 uur afgeskop en is geskeduleer om tot môreoggend voort te duur. Die Palmetstelsel verskaf water aan die Klipfontein, Brakfontein en Hartbeeshoek op haar damme. Tshwane waarsku van lae waterdruk terwyl sommige gebiede geen water het nie. 'n Beroep op president Cyril Ramaphosa om die land op hoogte te bring oor die toestand in die DRK en die waarheid te onthul rondom beweringe dat daar sterftes was in die jongste gevegte tussen lede van die weermag en M23 rebelle.
The reports of the casualties and injuries are deeply troubling. Our soldiers are operating in extremely dangerous conditions and the lack of adequate support is a contributing element to endangering their lives and the mission.
Die Nasionale Verenigingsunie se Pikkie Greef sê hulle wil ook weet of die Nasionale Weermag addisionele hulpbronne aan die troepe stuur. Intussen het die regerings van Amerika, Brittanje en Frankryk 'n beroep op hulle burgers gedoen om onmiddellik die stad Goma te verlaat na hernieude gevegte gister in daai deel van die DRK. Die lande waarsku dat die toestand besig is om vinnig agteruit te gaan. Meer hieroor by jackrandafm.com, klik op news. Terug in Suid-Afrika in die Noordwes is die saak van poging tot moord teen potgooier Musawenkosi Kawula uitgestel en hy bly in aanhouding. Kawula het gister in die Vogwel Landdroshof verskyn in verband met 'n voorval van byna 4 jaar terug naby die Maponeng myn in die Noordwes. Kawula het na bewering 'n man gestamp wat langs die pad gestaan het en toe weggery en die beseerde man daar gelos. Die nasionale vervolgingsgesag Lumka Magajana sê Kawula sal op 5 Februarie terugwees in die hof.
He is facing a charge of attempted murder. Alternatively, reckless driving, as well as an additional charge of failing to report an accident to the police. After he failed to appear in court, the accused warrant of arrest was authorized and his bail was forfeited to the state.
En by die Perth 7 toernooi moes die Blitsbokke vanoggend die knie buig teen Argentinië in hulle laaste groepswedstryd. Die Springbok 7 het 17-19 verloor. Maar hulle is reeds deur na die kwart eindronde en daai wedstryd teen Fiji is om 19 minute oor 12 vanmiddag. Ek skryf dit is at the top story at this hour. Businesses were raided and fines issued during a clampdown by the city of Tshwane in Sunnyside through the night.
Yeah, good luck. Okay. Dankie Gerda, dis is dat. Okay, Saterdag. Is dit still 'n troudag vir baie mense?
Natuurlik, hierdie is hooftrou seisoen dink ek.
Ooh ja, sommertyd en als. Will we be hearing the song? Come on. Hit it. If you are getting married today, well, baie geluk.
Yeah.
What can I say? Best of luck to you both. The reason I'm playing this is because this song debuted as a new song on this day, 1858. Felix Mendelssohn's Wedding March was first played at the wedding of Queen Victoria's daughter, Princess Victoria, to the Crown Prince of Prussia.
Ma, I was just about to say this sounds very royal.
It's very royal.
Very royal.
I mean, what
royal.
Are we going to do? This we're going to have to get hold of Kurt Spinnekop and say, listen here, Butta, can you do us a lekker lickie for Ostroda? Come on. And staying with the theme of weddings, because I know a lot of people are very cynical, I'm here to tell you that Victoria Posh Adams